You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, it's Scott McKenzie with Industrial Talk. I'm really glad that you are here. Thank you very much for joining the podcast. And I'm dedicated to you. I want to make sure that you're the best professional you possibly can be. And we're here trying to build that industrial leader. This is the Industrial Dojo, and we're going to give you tools and techniques that you can apply, hopefully today, and continue to build on that because, well, once again, I'm passionate about you and your success. So because time is short, let's get going because I don't like to waste time. That's one of the things that I just don't like doing. I hate that. God. I'll tell you right now, that is the biggest challenge of me. It's just time wasting. So nonetheless, let's not dilly-dally. Let's get going. So once again, we're building an industrial leader. We've gone through a couple of steps, primarily six right now. And so let's do a little summary so that we can have it and get our minds right. So once again, correct thinking. Don't let fear dictate your future, right? Don't let failure overshadow your successes, right? And so, and then we got to have that positive outlook. We want to be able to have that positive outlook so that we, you know, in our people, place, where we're at, not constantly looking at the future, what if, and it all to death, but we have that positive attitude. We've got a rock solid purpose. So when we get knocked down, we get right back up because the purpose is much greater than scuffed up knees. And then, of course, we have that genuine interest in the well-being of people. Very important. You want them to be successful. If they're successful, you're successful, but you really want them to be successful for their family and all that good stuff. And so let's reverse that pyramid. You're a servant. So be a servant, embrace it, do it. And we're resistant to criticism. We've got thick skin because once you've realized that you're sitting there and you're pushing forward, you know people are going to try to, you know, pull you back. I shared with you a Winston Churchill meme, which is quite appropriate, and I think about hockey, and I'm looking at that playoffs, and man, are they tenacious, man. They never stop going after that puck. So anyway, those are great examples. So now for the next step, I want to make sure that you realize that you need to be confident in your ability to be able to do what you need to do. And here's how come I'm confident that you can do it. You're listening to the podcast. You are going out there and you're trying to find answers to your questions. You want to be the best possible professional that you can possibly be. Have that confidence. You can do this. And so you continue to learn. For me, there has been times when I wasn't confident in my capabilities. Now, geez. I've been a journeyman lineman. I've ran companies. I taught at universities. I've done all of this stuff. I pushed myself out there because, once again, if I'm not pushing, if I'm not failing, if I don't try, then I'm just not building up that strength. And the strength that you have is obvious because you're listening to it. So that's my personal experience because I'm just telling you right now, if I'm not out there, if I don't have that correct thinking, if I don't have all of these things that build on each other, then it is difficult to have confidence in my capabilities. But because I continue to just sort of push, and you fail, and you get back up, and you just have that positive outlook because tomorrow's going to be better, and you got that rock solid purpose because you're there to serve, and you're there, that purpose is going to drive you. And of course, you know, you just really have a strong desire to help people, serve people, and you're really vested in their well-being, you're confident. You're strong. And so anyway, that's, just think through that, recognize that, and make today a day that is confident, your resistance to criticism, you've got that genuine interest in people's well-being, rock solid purpose, positive outlook, and correct thinking. So it's this that quick. I want you to be able to do that. It's simple, straightforward. Make it a wonderful day. Be safe. And I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast.